Welcome to God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in Morning Sun, Iowa. Check us out online at www.sharonrpc.org. We pray that this message will be a blessing to you and that the Lord will use it to transform your faith and your life.
Hey, hey, good morning and welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, we have some coffee, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Sorry for being a few minutes late jumping on this morning, had some technical difficulties. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your Word. We thank you for what a blessing it is to have your Word in a language we can understand. Lord, we pray that we would follow after you and love you with all of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's go ahead and turn now into God's Word, and we will look at Psalm 52. Psalm 52. To the chief musician, a contemplation of David. When Doeg the Edomite went and told Saul, and said to him, David has gone to the house of Ahimelech. Why do you boast in evil, O mighty man? The goodness of God endures continually. Your tongue devises destruction, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. You love evil more than good, lying rather than speaking righteousness. Selah. You love devouring words, you deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place to uproot you from the land of the living. Selah. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him, saying, here is the man who did not make God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise you forever, because you have done it. And in the presence of your saints, I will wait on your name, for it is good. What is this about? We need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in response to these words? Well, this is a historical psalm where David is crying out to God. This is an imprecatory psalm, a psalm where he is pronouncing and proclaiming judgment on the enemy of the anointed one. Right? God, remember, Jesus is the Messiah. Yeah, duh. Of course we know that. But David is the Messiah. You might go, what? David's Messiah? Well, yeah, Messiah means anointed one. David is the anointed one of the Lord. Saul has already had the kingdom taken from him, and yet he's clinging on to it, acting like somehow he could chase David down like a dog. But the prophet Samuel has already anointed David's head. David is the anointed of the Lord. David is the rightful ruler, the king. And here we find Ahimelech. And he's going to Saul, and he's telling Saul these lies, and he's also telling him where he's at. And David has one thing to say to him, condemnation. You're working against God himself. What does he say? The righteous shall see and fear and shall laugh at him, saying, here is a man who did not make God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. See, it's that Ahimelech, it's not that somehow Ahimelech's like the evilest of evil, or this is just a vindictive thing, but it's that Ahimelech doesn't even trust in God. He's going against the will of God. And yet, this is what David is crying out, judgment. Judgment. He says of himself, but I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. This is why David was called a man after God's own heart. Because he trusted in God's mercy. He trusted in God's kindness. He trusted in God's love toward him. I will praise you forever because you have done it, and in the presence of your saints, I will wait on your name, for it is good. That's what I'm going to underline in my Bible. I'm going to go ahead and underline verses 8 and 9. I think that's getting at the heart of what this is here. That's what I've decided to highlight. What would you do? What would you highlight in your Bible as the best verses to summarize this? Maybe you would disagree with me. Maybe you would go up to the pronouncement of judgment. But I think this is meant to throw us at the foot of Jesus, to look to God for mercy. I think that's what we're called to do, right? We are those who were wicked. But do we cry out to God for mercy? Do we wait upon the Lord? Do we sing of his praises amongst the people? Is our heart one of self-righteousness, or is our heart one desiring to be in the presence of God, knowing we could only be there because of his mercy? Let me know down in the comments if there's something you would take away differently from this passage. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for the blessing it is to sit at your feet. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank you for your mercy and your loving kindness. Indeed, Lord, because of your mercies, we are not consumed. And your loving kindness is new every morning. We pray that we would love you with all of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you today. May you walk in the joy of Jesus Christ as you bask in his mercy. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.